Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amud Beis, second to bottom line, where it says Amar B'chia Bar Abba Amar B'Yochanan. Minayin she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapech afilu schar sichana. How do you know that Hashem doesn't hold back any schar, even from talking nicely? Even you said hello to somebody nicely, talking nicely, even that Hashem doesn't hold back that schar. How do you know? She'nemar mehacha. It says, the ilu b'chira, the older one, the older one of what? The older one of Lot's daughters, Dikria, Moav, she called him Moav, which means from my father, which is a pretty, pretty, not refined thing to say. Amalei Rachman al-Moshe, al-Tatzer es-Moav, val-Titzkar b'Milchama. All right, they're still related, they still have some merit, but don't start off with them in Milchama. Milchama, hudalo ta'uri, ta'uri, ta'irinei. During war, you don't start up with them. V'ilu t'ire dekriya. V'ilu t'ire, right. The hudalo, ha'tzuri t'irine. During war, you can't start up with them. But not during war, you can. V'ilu t'ira, the younger one. Dekriya ben ami. She called him ben ami, son of my people. It's a much more private way of saying that she had a relation with her own father. It's a much more private way, a much nicer way of saying it. Not my father's son. Right, she's a daughter. My people. Who could be that be? Anybody. Not so blatant. Amalei, Torah says, Al titzuram v'al tiskar bam klal. Don't start up with them at all. Afilu tzuri lo. Even non-war starting up with them, leave them alone. Totally leave them alone. Why? It's a schar, because the younger daughter, small little change, a small little nice change. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Avin, Amar Vishua ben Karcha. L'olam yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah. You should always try to do a mitzvah. I'll do the mitzvah tomorrow. Don't say that. Shebitzchar laila achas shekadma bechira l'tzira. Because for one night, when the older one had was one night before with her father, then the younger one, right? Again, here the older one's getting praised. Zachza v'kadmasa arba doros l'malchus. She was zochah to have four generations of malchus. What four generations? What four generations of malchus? So Rashi says, if you look at the first skinny line, Abad Doros, be Yisrael. Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo. Rus's son was Oved. So, I think so, or the grandson. The Ilu, Tzira, lo havi be Yisrael, ad rechavim ben Shlomo, to havi minai rahama omanis. But the Amon didn't get into Klal Yisrael until Rechavim's wife was a Gioris from Ammon. So it's four generations later. Tanur Rabbanan, Me'ama Aretz. So it says in the Torah, okay, back to Horius. Me'ama Aretz, Prat l'Mashiach. That excludes a Kohen Gadol. Me'ama Aretz, Prat l'Nasi. That's Me'ama Aretz to exclude a Nasi. King, V'lok Farmat Yotza Mashiach, Lidon Bapar, Nasi, Lidon Bisi'ir. We already know that. We already know that when it comes to a regular Chatos, a Kohen Gadol is different, and a Melech is different. Why having another place to say they're different? Shiachol Mashiach al helam davar imshig gas maisa mevi par. Guy would have said like this: a Kohen Gadol, the only time he brings a par is if he paskin first and then he made a mistake. Al helam davar imshig gas maisa mevi par. Al shig gas maisa l'chudei mevi kisbu seira. But if he made a mistake, like every other Jew. Maybe he brings a chatos like every other Jew. Talmud Lomar, Me'am Aretz Prat L'Mashiach, Me'am Aretz Prat L'Nasi. But that's why he says it again, that a Kohen Gadol does not bring a chatos if he makes a mistake b'shogeg. It's a fascinating idea. Fascinating, it's based on a pasuk. Even if he doesn't even bring an animal like a regular Jew. Now, we just threw in the Melech part. What about him? Tinach Mashiach. That makes sense why you have to say the Melech, the Kohen Gadol a second time. El Nasi, B'shigas Maisa, who demaisi, but a melech does bring. He does bring. So why you have to mimayit him twice? Why are there two places to tell you that a melech brings a different carbon? Amar v'zvid mishmei derava hachamai eskidan kiyon she'achal k'zayis chelev kishu hedyot. No, the case is like this. He ate a k'zayis chelev when he was a regular person. Listen to this, Yossi. He ate a k'zayis chelev when he was a regular person. Vin is mana. Then he became appointed, he's going to be the king. V'yachakach nodolo, and then he realized, ooh, I ate a chelev an hour ago when I was a regular person. Now I'm the king. But an hour ago I was a regular person. talk that I would have said. Naisi kibsos ira, that he brings a regular carbon. Like a regular Jew, kamash malan, he doesn't. Why not? Because the idea was when he was a king. Okay. Right. We had that yesterday. There's a machlokas about that. Ha nicha. What?
I'm sorry, but didn't say yesterday it's the status of what you
are. We said it's a machlokas. Ha nicha l'Rab Shimon. That's what makes sense according to Rab Shimon. The Azal Basa Yediyah, who said you have to go after when you find out about it. So he was a regular Jew, ate chalev, became the king. Then he realized he ate chalev. So Rab Shimon said, yeah, you're like a regular, but that's a machlokas. El Rabbanon, the Azal Basa Chet, Michael Amimar. The Rabbanon said, you go after the Chet, not after the Yediyah. When did you sin? Were you a king or not?
He was a commoner.
El Arm Mitzvin Mishrei Derava, Hachamai Eskinon. Now, okay, this is the case. Why you have to tell me another time that a king brings a special carbon. Ready for this case? Not going to be hard to, not so hard to, it's going to be quite hard to imagine this case. Ready? Kigon. Shachal chatzi zayis chelev kishu hedyot. He had a half a zayis chelev when he was a hedyot. Then vinisnana. Then he became the king. Then in the same period of unawareness, vishlimu. He finished up the kizayis. He sat down for lunch.
It was the middle of lunch.
He made a half a kizayis. They ate half a kizayis of chilev. He became the king. Then he ate the other half. Now, v'yachagach nodolo. Then he found out that he ate kizayis of chilev. Sagadad chamina, I would have thought. Nitzdarev, v'naisi kivsa osi'ira. Then he brings a kivsa osi'ira. Why? Because at least half of it was when he was a commoner. Kamash Malan, he does not bring it like a commoner.
Is that picked up of the different times, or the different, or picked up half a kazayas is not a chila?
Exactly. You need a full kazayas. But right. You need the half a kazayas like this, and a half a kazayas like that. So I would have thought, okay, well, which one is it? So the Torah is telling you, he's like a king. He's like a king.
Right. So what the term of that is he king? Someone tells him, or he has to be anointed,
that's, king died.
That's later in the Mezekla.
So what's happening?
Well,
he's much, by the way, now you're king?
Yeah, you're the king now.
Is he king?
The king died.
Is he king?
Well, yeah, he's the king. He's the king. He says, excellent, let me just finish lunch. Right?
Yeah, hold on.
He's the king. He's excellent, just let me finish lunch, I'll come right out. Right? Boimine Ravamir of Nachman. Nisios Mao Shatafsik. What about what's the story with a becoming a king? Can kingship break up your eating? Hey, that was the case. What does that mean? Kigon. Shachat zayis chelev kishu hedyot. We ate half a zayis chelev when he was a regular person. Then vinismana. Then he became the king. Then v'avar, right? V'avar. Then what happened? Then v'avar, right? V'avar, he's not the king anymore. Vishlimu. And then he ate the kizayis.
Oh my God.
Right?
That's a short kingship.
Right? So, Hassam.
About
40
minutes.
Hassam, in the first case we had today, where he ate a half of kizayis, became the king, then ate the other half, we said, Hu delo mitzdarev. Maybe it doesn't combine over there. We said it does combine. We said it doesn't combine, and therefore you bring it when you're as your melech.
Right.
Because nasi. He ate half when he was a hedyot, half when he was a nasi. So what did we say? He's treated like a nasi. Why are you treated like a nasi? Torah said so. It's a meat in the Torah. Avohacha, kichu hedyot avla. Here he ate both kazayas when he was a hedyot. He's eating lunch, he ate half a kazayas. To tell him he's the king, he says, thank you. 20 seconds later, you know what? I don't want it. I want to finish lunch. So the entire eating was when he was a hedyot. Happens to be he was a king in the middle for a minute. So is that therefore what? Odilma, loshna? Or it doesn't make a difference. Just like in the first case, he brings a basar king, so too now he brings a basar king. Tim shalei meha. Let's try to bring an answer from here. Amar Ula. Yes. Amar Ula. Amar Ula. Amar of Yochanan. Listen to this case where it's not so far fetched. Achal, we're just learning a principle. Listen to the principle. Amar of Yochanan, Acha Chalev. Somebody eats Chalev. And then someone says, by the way, you know you ate Chalev? He says, oh, I didn't know that. I feel so bad. I feel that's terrible. It's a big Avera. Fehifrish carbon. And he brings a carbon. He doesn't bring a carbon. He designates a carbon. He sets it aside. Then, Vahamir, then he becomes an apikaris. Right? He's learning himself as Harius. He becomes an apikaris. Mama should make him an apikaris. He becomes an apikaris. Right? He becomes an apikaris.
Sure.
What's the halacha? Once you become an apikaris, your carbon is rejected. You can't bring a carbon when you're an apikaris. The base hemikus will not accept it when you're an apikaris. Right. So his carbon now becomes rejected. But then v'chazabo. But then he did tshuva. He did tshuva. Which is the exact same thing as doing an avera, becoming the king, not becoming the king, and then continuing the avera. It's the exact same thing. V'chazabo. Now he does tshuva. So says the Gemara, once the animal gets pushed off, it gets pushed off. Once it gets rejected, it can't become reaccepted. No such thing. No such mechanism. So once he went off the derech, he becomes an apikaris, that carbon is rejected. Yeah, but he did tshuva later that day. He did tshuva. He did very good tshuva. It doesn't make a difference. Once the animal's rejected, it's rejected.
But that's only the animal. He can bring a different animal.
Oh, he can bring a different animal. That animal's rejected.
Does that animal have
hektish? We'll learn in Tzvachim what you do with that animal.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so therefore what? The point is, does becoming a king, since you become a king, it changes your status. So anything you did when you're a head yot doesn't count. It's just like bringing an animal, designating an animal when you're a regular Jew, before you become an apikoros. The animal gets rejected. Once you become a king, the animal gets rejected. I didn't want to be the king, and I... Doesn't matter. Once you become the king, the animal gets rejected.
It's still mitzarif.
What?
How is it
not mitzarif.
It is, because you're going to half the size of him. How is that mitzarif?
It's not mitzarif because you bring it as a king.
For a half of size?
No. The achil is mitzarif. The achil is mitzarif because achil is unrelated to you being a king. But since you became a king in the middle, the carbon that you bring is a carbon of a melech. Why? Because your status as a yachid got rejected. You're not a yachid anymore, you're a king now.
How does Reb Shimon answer this question? He's in a quandary now.
Why?
Because he
goes, but you go, but so yidia. So he says the same thing, he had yidia. That's not a quandary, it's even easier for him. Easier for him.
Why?
Because now you're totally a king when you had the yidia.
No, he made the...
But Reb Shimon holds, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter when you did the sin. When did you find out about the sin?
Right. Exactly.
So the same question.
He put aside the carbon.
So who?
The guy put aside. The carbon.
What guy? The guy who became the king?
Yeah, he just put aside the carbon. He was the second case. The original, the guy went ahead and he put aside the carbon.
Okay.
That carbon.
No, he didn't put aside the carbon. He didn't know yet. He didn't know he did a sin. He didn't know yet. Who are you talking about? A guy who became an apikoros?
He became an apikoros right away.
Fine. So Rashi only holds that by a king, not by a regular person.
Why not?
He only holds it by a king.
No, only...
Yes, only a king. A regular person never changed his whole life. Right? I'm not going to be the king. So according to Rashi, when you find out, you have to bring a carbon.
Is it only by a king?
Yes, only by a king. When do you find out? Because your status changes. Once you're a regular Jew, then you become... And you do an avera. And then you have a carbon, it doesn't make a difference. You didn't have vera, it doesn't make a difference. Once you become a king, all that gets rejected. So it's the exact same thing as the guy who becomes an apikaris.
Yeah, I just want to say, yeah. It's a weird concept. Is it being mitzarif by the chila, we say?
Correct, you're not being mitzarif by the... Yeah. Correct, it's interesting. It's an interesting split.
That works. I mean...
So hachi ashta? How can you compare? You can't compare the case of an apikaris to the case of a king. You know why? Because mumer lav b'nei baris u'y carbonu. A mumer can't bring a carbon at all. This guy, hi, baris u'y carbon who? The king can bring a carbon. As a regular Jew, as a commoner, he brings a carbon, and the king brings a carbon. What changed? The animal. That's not the same thing. So we don't have an answer to that question. We don't have an answer to that question. Someone becomes a king, but abdicates in the same minute. We don't have an answer to that question. Boiminei, Rebzei, Remeir, Sheshes. Achal Safik Chelev, Kishu Hedyot. He ate Safik Chelev when he was a Hedyot. Safek Chelev, which means he has to bring a carbon Asham Toloi. Then Vinismana. Then he became a king. Then Vinodel al Sveko. And now he knows, ooh, I ate that piece of meat, that might have been not kosher. After he's a king. Now Mahu, now what's the story? Ali b'derabban on the Azli Basar Chet. If you hold, you go after the Chet. Lo Tibayalach. The Maisi Asham Toloi. There's no Shaila about that. Because he was a commoner when he ate it, he's a big Asham Toloi. I, the king now, so what? Elakiti Bayalach Ali b'derab Shimon. Reb Shimon is a kasha. Why? Because Reb Shimon said that when you find out about your Avera, that's what determines what kind of carbon you bring. When he found out about it, he was a king. Now, Reb Shimon said that about a vadai, about a khatas. Mid ishtani levadai, ishtani lesafik. Does he say the same thing about a safik carbon? O Dilma, ki ishtani levadai de ishtani carbon di day. Aval hacha, to low ishtani carbon di day, emalaisi asham talui. Does it bring an asham talui or not? And the answer is, teku. I don't know. His own. Next, Tana Rabbanan, Me'ama Aretz, Prat Lemumar. It says that any Jew has to bring a carbon, not an apikoros. Rishur Ben Yosi Omer Mishum Reb Shimon, Asher Lo Se'asena Bishkaga Va'ashem. He says the exact same halacha, but he learns it out from a different source. Who brings a carbon? Somebody that would feel bad about doing the avera. I feel so bad. He's shgag of Hashem. He feels guilty. Hashav miyadiyaso. If you know about it, I wish I wouldn't have done that avera. I feel so terrible. That was a mistake, 100%. I feel terrible. People feel bad. They turn a light on Shabbos. They feel terrible about it. Why? Because they're good Jews. Such a person, hashav miyadiyaso, maybe carbon al shigagaso. Lo shav miyadiyaso. If you couldn't care less, lo eno maybe carbon al shigagaso. He does not bring a carbon. So, meaning an apikaros doesn't bring a carbon. Now, they both said the same thing. This Tanakami here, and this, this Tanakami here, and Reb Shimon Bar Yossi, in the name of Reb Shimon, both said the same thing. They just learned it out of different makoros. Mai Beinaihu, what's the difference between the two sources? Amar Hamnuna, Momolech al Chelev, umevi carbon al dam mikabenayu. The question is like this. The guy's only an apikaros regarding Chelev. He doesn't accept Chelevs in the Torah. Everything else he keeps. Chelev he doesn't accept. So what did happen? He ate Chelev. Now he also ate Dam. That Dam he feels terrible about. Can he bring a carbon for Dam? So, Marasa, Vartanakama holds, Kivin de Mor Lechol Chelev. Gesundheit. L'dam Nami Havi Mumar. L'dam Nami Mumar Havi. He's a Mumar no matter what. Chelukim like this. Regarding that, he's a Mumar. Regarding that. Umarasa, Roshivan holds, no. L'dam Yashav Midiyasu. What do you mean? He'll feel terrible about the Dam. He'll feel terrible about it. Therefore, I hold the criteria is feeling terrible, and he feels terrible. He can bring a carbon chatas on the dam, not on the chelev. Varava amar dekuli alma mumal ochel chelev lo havi mumal adam. Everyone holds it on a mumal for dam. Everyone holds that. No one holds it otherwise. Everyone holds that. So what's the story? So what are they arguing about? They have to learn different psukim to teach you the same halacha. What are they arguing about? Ella hacha ba'ochel nevela l'tiyavon. What happened was he eats a nevela l'tiyavon. Why does he eat nevela l'tiyavon? He's too much of a baltaiva. He can't stop himself from going to non-kosher restaurants. He's a good Jew. He's a very good guy. But when it comes to this, he has too much of a taiva. Te'avon. Not lahachis. Te'avon. V'nischalif lo b'shumon v'achlo. But he wanted to eat kosher meat. Today he's eating kosher meat. Why? It was on sale. But it turned out it was not kosher meat. But he thought it was. Had it been kosher meat, he would have eaten it anyway. So what does this person do now? He's not really... doesn't really regret anything because he doesn't care about kosher, right? This time he was going to eat kosher. So what's the story? Mar Savar, Kivin L'Tiyavon Achal, B'mezid, Mumarhu. That's a mumar. He eats not kosher, B'mezid. Give me terutz of, well, because he enjoys it. What kind of answer is that? Right? He eats Mumar L'Tiyavon, he's amazed. Umar Savar, Shimon says, wait a minute. Kivon De'ilu Ishkach De'Teira. If you find kosher meat, Lo Achal Isura, he would not eat Isser, only L'Tiyavon, so whatever's cheapest, whatever's the best tasting, he doesn't care. Lav Mumarhu, that's not a Mumar. And therefore, such a person can bring a Karban Chatas, even on meat, even on Chelev. Tana Rabbanan, Achal Chelev, Zehu Mumar. So we just said, if someone eats Chelev, he's a Mumar. Ezehu Mumar, what kind of Mumar? Achal Nevel, Zuchevet, Shkatzim, Ramasim. If somebody eats, what's a mumar? What does that mean? What does it mean? Apikaris? Achal, nevelos, trefos, shkatim, veramasim, right? He eats lobster and create all that stuff. Veshasu yayinesech, he eats the yayinesech also, drinks the yayinesech also, it's a mum, apikoros. Rabbi Huda Omer, afalovish klayim, even if you wear shatnez, you're an apikoros. You hear this? You're the category of a mumma. You come to the base of English with a carpet, they'll tell you to go home. Omar mar, achal chelev, zehu mumar. We said, if someone eats chelev, he's a mumar. Ve'ezehu mumar. Achal nevelos, a whole long list. So Michael Amar, why did we say it twice? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar V'yochan Hachik Amar. Achal chelev v'tiyavon, harei zeh mumar. If you eat chelev v'tiyavon, you're a mumar. Why are you not keeping the halachas of kashrus? Because your taiva can answer is that. You're a mumar. Lahachis. You eat a lahachis. Right? The kosher grocery store right next door to the trefa grocery store. Same prices. Why are you going into the trefa store? Lahachis. Mamash lahachis. Harei zeh tzeduki. It's even worse. You're a tzeduki. Now, what's the halachic status of being a tzeduki? I don't know. What does that mean? You're a tzeduki. Okay, so you're a tzeduki. So call me whatever you want. What's the difference?
Yeah, but tzeduki would mean chela.
What?
Why
would I call it tzeduki? So, this, I mean, it's a status. It's a status. It's a label.
Ve'ezehu. Baker. That's tzeduki, no?
Ve'ezehu mumar. What?
Kofer baker. That's tzeduki, no?
No, I know. Tzeduki's not kofer baker.
No.
Who? Tzeduki doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. Partly Torah Shabbat Peh. Some Torah Shabbat Peh they don't believe in. Most of it they do believe in. Right? So I don't know, what does that mean you're a Tzeduki? You walk around, oh, he's a Tzeduki, so therefore what? Right? If they come to the Beis HaMikdash, they won't take his carbon anyway. So, Ve'ezehu mumar debestamo Tzeduki. Who's a mumar? Mestamo, the guy's also a Tzeduki. Ochel, havi omer, ochel, nevela, trefa, shkatsin, veramatsin, veshasi ayinetzach. Rebersi, ruda omer, afalovish klayim. Even if you wear klayim. So my benayu, again, they both say the same thing. Right, what's this klayim issue? Well, why klayim all of a sudden that's what they're only arguing about, klayim. Inayhu, klayim, derabanan. Klayim, that's only usher, I'm sorry, klayim. Only usher midrabanan. Mar savar, so Tanakhama holds, midarais having mumar, derabanan lo having mumar. So if someone says to you, why are you wearing klayim? No, it's only klayim derabanan, I'm not a mumar yet. It's only klayim derabanan I'm only doing. Right? Only midrabanan it's shatnez. Midrabanan it's not. Whatever that is. I don't know what that is. What's klayim derabanan? What is that?
Excuse me. Yeah.
What?
No,
it's only asr midrabanan. The beferish pasuk of klayim didn't ask you what you're wearing. The rabbanan came along and said, no, it's also asr. It's in the Torah of shatnez. What that is, I don't know. What is that? It's asr midrabanan and klayim. I don't know. Anyway.
Al-Skrill is saying that Sadducee is a later amendment and it was originally meaning. It makes more sense because then it suggests that it was talking about early Christians.
Fine. Even if it's talking about early Christians, I understand. But what kind of category is that? What does that mean? So they called you that. So therefore what? We said, if you come to the base of English with a carpet, they won't accept it. What else won't they do? Can you count for a minion?
Yeah, I understand.
What does that mean? You're a tzeduki. So they change it. It should be you're a min. You're a Christian. So therefore what? You're not allowed to marry your daughter? She's a status of a guy? No. What about halachic status? I don't know what that means. It does sound like it's worse. It does sound like it's worse. So what does that mean? They make you daughter, you can't marry the daughter? I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Right? So, well, I don't know. Okay. So midaraisa, yeah. Umar Savar, Rishimun holds, Klayim, Klayim is different. You're right. I would say that Klayim is not such a big deal. Right? It's only the Rabbanon. However, Kivud, Timafarsim, Isura, since it's public, everyone sees you guys wearing that Klayim shirt. Everyone knows that shirt is Klayim Derabanan. Everyone knows. And he's walking around like that, like in public. Afilu b'derabanan have a mumar. Even though it's only asim b'derabanan, he's still a mumar. Why? Because it's a public display. Hey, in your house, you have a taiva for something. All right, go wear Klayim in your house. But that's not the case. Right? You're not talking about pajamas. You're talking about clothing. It's a big problem. Pliki bar ravacha bar ravina chara l'tiyavon mumar lahachis chara l'tiyavon mumar. Lahachis tzeduki, v'chad amar lahachis na'im umar. Ela ezu tzeduki, what's a tzeduki? Kol ha'oved avodas kochavim. Anybody that worships avodas zara. Meisvei, one second. We have a different price that says like this. Achol parosh echad, somebody eats a bug, or yitush echad, a different kind of bug, harezim umar. V'ha'acha de lahachis hu, v'ka'karile umar. It's lahachis, so why are you a umar? It's worse. No, hasam de amar, etom tam de iser. I just want to taste what iser tastes like. Not lahachis. I have a type of it. I want to know what it is. It's not lahachis. No, it's not lahachis. Right, so therefore you're not a tzaduki, you're only called a mumar. Okay, next. Ve'ezehu nasi, ze melech. What's a nasi? We kept saying the word nasi, and I kept saying it's a melech. Right. So the Mishnah said that. A nasi means a melech. Tanu Rabbanan, yachal nasi shevet, kenachshav ben aminadav. I would think the nasi means a nasi, like Parshas Naso has all the nasiim, all the nasis. Nachshav ben aminadav, and kamil ben pedotzer. I would have thought it's them. Talmud lomar, mikol mitzvot Hashem alokav. From all the mitzvot of Hashem, your God. L'halan omar, l'man yilmod, l'yireh, es Hashem alokav. Ma l'halan she'en agab bevel Hashem alokav. Just like by the over there, it's only someone who is talking about a king. No one's on top of the king except for God. He's the top guy in the religion. Af nasi shein al gabav el Hashem alokav. So too, the nasi also means the same thing. Therefore, kit mi nachshon ben aminadav, because it's someone bigger than him. Who's that? The king. So too, it only means a king. But gizont barmine rebi merpchia kigonani mahu b'sair. What about me? So what about him? Who is he? So Reb Chiya, he was the, that since he was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, if the Beit HaMikdash would have been standing, there's no Melech anymore, second Beit HaMikdash, if the Beit HaMikdash would have been standing, would he be the Nasi? Would that count? So Amalei, Haret Sarasecha Babavel. No, but the leader in Bavel is bigger than you. The Reish Galusa, whatever that ruler is in Bavel, is bigger than you. Therefore, you would not bring the carbon because you're not the Nasi. He's bigger than you. Eitzvei, one second. Malchei Yisrael uMalchei Beis David, Elam Eviim LaAtzman, the Elam Eviim LaAtzman. Each one brings. So what do you see? You can have two kings. You can have two kings. So Amalei Hasam Lo Kaifi Hadadi. Over there, neither one was subject to the other one. Therefore, they had two kings. Hacha, Anan, Kaifinan, Lehu, Luditu. We are subordinates. We're machnia. We humble ourselves to that one. Subjugate ourselves to the ruler in Bavel. Therefore, I'm not the melech. Two kings? Yeah. Neither one would give the other one any respect. Neither one. So that's different. Yeah.
Would you not expect the Nasi to have all the halakas of king, like having two Sifri Torah and...
Maybe they did. Melech Yisrael. Most of them were not good, but for the ones that were, maybe they did. Right? Maybe they did. I don't know. Does anyone know the answer to that question?
This
I don't.
Applied to both kings.
This halacha.
I don't know.
Rav Safra Masni Hachi. Baymine Rebbe Merbchia Kigonani Mao B'Seir. Right? Rebbe was in Bavel. So what about me? I'm in Bavel. You just said I'm the one in Eretz Yisrael is subordinate to me. What about me? So Amalei Hasam Shevet Hacha Mechokeg. One second. No, he asked the same question. I'm sorry. Yeah. So he gave him a different answer. He said Hacha over there in Bavel. Hasam over there in Bavel. Shevet. They rule with a fist. They rule very, very hard. Hacha mechokek. Over here, we don't rule so hard. We just mechokek. We just give laws. We don't really enforce anything. So therefore, that's not a melech. Tanya lo yaseh shevet mi Yehuda zeh rosh hagolah shebabavel shiorish yisrael b'makel. They had enforcement over there. Mechokek bein raglav elu b'nei banav shel Hillel. That's the children of Hillel. Shemalam the Torah lo yisrael b'rabim. All they did was teach Torah. They weren't busy with enforcement. They weren't the disciplinarians. That was in Bavel. So therefore, if you're a leader in Eretz Yisrael, you're not a melech, because you have no discipline. Right. Okay. Ve'ezehu ha-Mashiach. What is a Kohen Gadol? What makes you a Kohen Gadol? The answer is, ha-Mashiach b'shemen ha-Mishcha. If you are anointed with the Shemen ha-Mishcha, lo ha-Meruba b'begadim. Not just because you wear the extra four begadim. What makes you a Kohen Gadol? The Shemen HaMishcha. Ein bein, now we said that, Ein bein Kohen HaMashuach, the Shemen HaMishcha, Lemur B'Gadim. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who is anointed with the oil and a Kohen Gadol who's not anointed with the oil, who wears eight begadim. There's no difference. Ela, par, haba, al kol ha-mitzvos. The only difference is, what? When a Kohen Gadol himself makes a sin. What does he bring? He brings a par. Who brings that? Only Mishamana Mishcha, not a Merubah Begadim. Now, the Ein Bein Kohen, Mishamish LeKohen, She'avar, Ein Bein Kohen Mishamish LeKohen She'avar, there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who's working today and a Kohen Gadol who worked one time in his life. He's also called a Kohen Gadol. Let's say the Kohen Gadol, I don't know, he became an Avol. Someone in his family died. So he couldn't be a Kohen Gadol for a week. Someone took over for the week. What happened when the week was over? The Kohen Gadol came back. What happened to that guy? He was once the Kohen Gadol. So he's called a Kohen Gadol She'avar. He has a special status. Emeritus. He was once what?
Emeritus.
There's no difference between him and the real Kohen Gadol. Ella, Par, Yom HaKippurim, except for the Par brought on Yom Kippur. He doesn't do that. The real Kohen Gadol does that. Vatsiris Ha'ifa. And the I think it's the daily mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Only the real Kohen Gadol does that. V'zev is Eshavim. But they're both the same in the following halachas. Avodas Yom HaKippurim. They can both do Avodas Yom Kippur.
They can.
Except for the par of Yom Kippur.
Right, that is it.
And Mitzuvim al Basula, they both have to marry Basula. Vasurim al Almana, neither of them can marry an Almana. Ve'enu Mitam v'krovim, they don't become tummy for relatives. Yossi. V'lo Parim, they don't grow their hair. V'lo Parimim, they don't rip their clothing. Umachzirin haratzeach. And if they die, the guy who killed Bashogi goes home. Any one of these people. Right. Right, so the Gemara says that Kimchis was a woman, and she always covered her hair, even in her house. She was so machmir about that, and she was zochet to have 7 children that were kahanim gedolim. So l'chor, that means that, 6 of her children died? That's not a bracha. The answer is no. This one got sick, and that one went away for a week. So who'd they pick as the replacements? Her kids. Right? What do you see? That even your Kohen Gadol for one day, you're already someone special. You never go back to being a regular Kohen Gadol. Tana Rabbanan. Sheven HaMishcha she'asa Moshe b'Midbar, the Sheven HaMishcha that Moshe made in the Midbar, ha'yushokin bo es ha'ikrim, they would cook the roots of it, all those ingredients, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, what do you mean? V'lo'osachas ha'ikrim eino sopik. That's not enough. You're not going to get enough oil if you do that. Ela yishru shorin es ha'ikrim, they would soak it, b'mayim, in water, u'matzif aleim shemen, they would add shemen, v'kolet es ha'reach, they would grab the reyach, the flavor, the taste, the kapcho, wipe it down. Somehow to get more out of it. 100% sure what that means. Amar Rav Yehuda, but we've chinesach anasa b'shevan mishcha. What Hashem is stingy when it comes to nisim? So you're going to run out. What are you worried about? For lo tchilaso shnei maso lugin. The whole thing was 12 lug the beginning. V'manu hayanim shach mishkan. We with that 12 lug we used for the mishkan, the kelev. Aaron, Ubanov, Kol Shivisim Amaluim, every day for 7 days. V'kulu Kayim Lasid Lavo, and still going to be here Lasid Lavo. Shinemar L'Shemar Mishchas Chodesh Yizel L'Dor Sechem. So therefore, what you worry that if I cook it, we're going to run out of Shemen? Don't be so Hashem's not so stingy. Don't worry about it. Hashem's Nisim. Don't worry about that. Tanya Idach, V'igach Moshe Hashemar Mishcha. He took the Shemar Mishcha. V'yimshach Es Hamishkan V'skol Sherbo. He anointed it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shemar Mishcha Sh'asa Moshe. The midbar, common nisim nasibo. Many nisim happened. Betchila ad zofa, from beginning to end. Tchila so lohayim ba el shneim aser lugin. Only 12 lug. Ru kama yoras balas. How much does the pot absorb? Takes away some of it. Vikama ikrim bolim. How much does the roots absorb? Vikama haor sorif. And how much does the fire? How much gets evaporates when there's a fire? Some of it gets lost, right? Vonimshach mishkan vekelev. And with that oil we had left, we anointed Aaron and his sons. Ubanav, Aaron Ubanav, Kol Shivitz Me'amaluim, Ubanim Shehu Kahanim Gedolim, Umalachim, Afilu Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Tom Mashicha. Every Kohen Gadol requires Mashicha. Now, the Ein Moshe Melech Ben Melech. We didn't anoint the Melech, the son of a Melech. Yossi, you asked me, what makes you the king? Not anointing. Nothing makes him the king. Just, the king died, you're the king. Right? V'im Tomar, V'demam Moshechu Eshlomo. So why did they do Mashicha? Why did they anoint Shlomo? Because Adoniyahu was seizing the throne, so they anointed Shlomo to do an act of kingship. No, you're the king, not him. That's Yoash. Why did they anoint Yoash? Same reason. Mipnei Atalia. Because Atalia was the mother and she was seizing the throne, so they dafka anointed the son. No, you're the king, not her. Ve'es Yoachaz. What about Yoachaz? Why did they anoint him? Because when they show Yoyakim, because Yoyakim was there, Sheyagadol Menu Shteishanim. He was 2 years older than Yoyachas. But we're anointing making Yoyachas the king. He's not next in line to the throne. For whatever reason, he was supposed to be the king. So they anointed him to show he's the king, not the other one. Vosa Shemin Kayim Lasa Lavo. And the same Shemin is going to be here Lasa Lavo. Shemin, like it says, Shemin Mishchas Kodesh Yelil Doros Echem. Zeh, Begmachir, Shemin Lasa Lugan Havi. Zeh, Begmachir 12, there are 12 Lug. Yeah.
When Mashiach comes, are we expecting that he would also be anointed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know where that oil is?
In the Oreo.
No?
I am got it, I promise.
What?
I said, I haven't got it, I promise.
You know where it is?
In my car.
No? You know where the oil is? Must you know where it is?
They said it was in the Oreo.
No? That's not buried? No?
In the Vatican?
No?
No.
It's in the old city. I have a picture of it in my den.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the old city. It's in the Reuchot HaMetzakai Shul. It's one of the four shuls. In Reuchot HaMetzakai Shul, it's a big, tall building. And on the second floor, there's a ledge. And on the ledge is a bottle of oil and a shofar. And legend is, that's the oil they're going to anoint Mashiach with, and that's the shofar they're going to blow.
Wow.
It's what?
Wow.
It's been there for hundreds of years. No one knows. No one knows. I took a picture of it. That's the oil that they're going to... Whether they're going to use that oil, I don't know. Well, they're going to blow that chauffeur, I don't know. No one knows about it. It's there. It's there in broad daylight. You go to the old city, walk into Reuchot HaMetzakai Shul, you'll see it. You go to the ladies' section upstairs, you can take a very nice picture, because the ladies' section is high, it's a very high. The ladies' section, you can take a very nice picture of it, and you can...
What is it? What kind of thing is it?
It's in a flask. And the chauffeur's on like... Yeah, exactly. No, a regular size chauffeur. How to get there? I don't know. Is that the one? I don't know. What's in that bottle? I don't know.
It didn't occur to Rabbi Akiva to anoint Bar Kokhba. You know, he thought he was
Mashiach.
I don't know.
The easy way to do it, just spill out someone and see if it fills up again.
That shul was... I don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Next time you're there, stop in. Omar Mar. Omar Mar. The filu kohen gadol ben kohen gadol ton mashicha. We said every kohen gadol, even the son of a kohen gadol, has to get anointed. I mean, how do you know that? The siv vakohen hamashiach tachas mitachtav mibanov. Very good. Name a kra vakohen tachtav mibanov. Maybe that just means that the son takes over. My hamashiach. How do you know it's a anointing? Kamash malan demibanov the kohen gadol. If he's anointed, he's a kohen gadol, and if not, not. Amar Mar, the Ein Moshchin Melech BeMelech. Minala, how you know you don't anoint the king, son of a king? How come not? Why not? Amar Ha'acha Bar Yaakov Aksiv Laman Yarech Yomim Al Mamlechuso Yerusha Hilachem. It's a Yerusha. When on the Chiyikol Malchus Boy Mashiach, how do you know if there's a Malchus you have to anoint? A Machlokas, I mean. Falav called the boy Malchus Moras Malchus Malchuso Livnei. What every time they give it over to the son. Therefore, it's a machlokas. If people are fighting over it, you have to anoint them to show that he's real the king. You have to know. This is an Sanhedrin for that. Amar Papa, Amar Kra, who ubanav b'kerev Yisrael. Right. 1 second. Bizman shalom b'Yisrael, Karina Bey, who ubanav. A few below Mashiach. If there's peace, no one's complaining. You don't need Mashiach. Only need Mashiach if it's a complaint. Tana. Af Yehu ben Nimshi lo nimshech el nabchusos shayorim. Even Yehu ben Nimshi was a king in the north. He was also anointed. So Gemara says, "V'tebeklei b'shem de rishonu." Maybe he was because he was the first one of the new line of kings. That's why he was anointed. Chesuri mechzer v'achik tani. Malchus beis David, Moshchin, Malchus Yisrael, ain't Moshchin. Malchus Yisrael doesn't get anointed. Menalan, how do you know? Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Kum Mishicheu, Kize. Zed Tor Mishicha, Vein Achat Tor Mishicha. Only Melech Yisrael, only Melech Yehuda gets Mishicha, not Melech Yisrael. Amar Mar Avyeu Benimshi Lo Nimshach El Menachus Lo Shayaram. Only Yehu Benimshi was anointed because of to show that someone else shouldn't be the king. He was Melech Yisrael. So Umishem Malchuso Sheyorim Ben Achav Nimel B'Shemen. So it's Meila, no? You can't use Shemen and Mishcha for a non very valid purpose. What's going on here? Kedam Rav, like Omer Rav Papa, Bafarsim Adachya. Hachanami Bafarsim Adachya. It wasn't really the Shemen and Mishcha. It was fake.
You like the bottle?
Exactly. It was fake. It was fake. They just did it to make a ceremony, but it wasn't the real Shemen and Mishcha, so they weren't over Meila. Is that true that he was really older? Is that true that Yoyakim was really older than Yoyachiz? Who are the children? Bechor was Yochanan. Hasheni Yoyakim. Hashlishi Yotzikio. Vavir Shalom. From Rabbi Yochanan. Hu Shalom, Hu Tzikio. Hu Yochanan, Hu Yoyachas. So Yoyachas is the oldest. He's the oldest. So what do you mean? He said that Yoyakim was older. He wanted to make Yoyachas the king. We had to anoint him. It's not true. Lalam Yoyakim Kashish. Really, Yoyakim was older. Umay Bechor. What does it mean, Bechor here? It doesn't mean firstborn. It means Bechor Lamalchas. He's become the king first. Umi Malki Zutri Mikame Kashishi. Do you do that? You anoint the younger one before the older one? The answer is Yehoram Mamali Makam Avosav Havi Yoakim Lav Mamali Makam Avosav Havi. He wasn't ready to be the king. Therefore, they skipped him. They went to another son. He wasn't ready. How do you know? Someone has to know. Omar Mar Shalom Hutzikiyahu. Shalom is Tzidkiyahu, we said, and Yochanan is Yoyachas. V'ha Chad Chad Kachashiv. But they're each said separately. How can he be the same person? Dechsev Hashlishi V'Aravi. Third and fourth. It's my shlishi, shlishi labanim. My revi lamalchus. Third means third to the king, and fourth means third means third son, and fourth means fourth king. The meikar malach yoyachiz. First was yoyachiz. Ulbasov yoyakim. Ulbasov yichanya. Ulbasov tzidkiyahu. Okay? That's it. Should we stop here? Or we do another minute? There really isn't anywhere to stop now. All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. Third line from the bottom. Tadar Rabbanan. I believe so, yeah. So we'll stop here by Tanya on the third line. Tadar Rabbanan, third line from the bottom. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.